When I was 5, you showed me how to fly paper planes from your balcony. You said if we wished hard enough, they might fly all the way to China. And for the longest time, it's what I believed. When I was 7, we rode our bicycles through the woods. It was a big job to make my little wheels keep up with your fast pace. But I wanted to, because I so admired you. You taught me how to love the smell of old books, how to fix a flat tire, how to always try, how to find unknown countries on the globe in your office, how vanilla ice cream beats all other flavors. All my childhood scribbles were enthusiastically received by you, and I took it all for granted, like children do. When I was 17, you were diagnosed with a fatal disease which turned your brain into a child's again. I understood it was now my turn to fly paper planes from your hospital bed that they had to tie you to or you would escape. You would always try to get away. And when I would ask you why you had to be home on time for dinner or your mother would get angry if you took too long, you were 81. When I was 25, you died, and it was a relief in a way, because you had already left me long before that day. I stood by your grave and wished I had brought your favorite flowers instead of empty hands and a heavy heart. But I did fly a paper plane from the car on my way home, and I remembered how you taught me that.